This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Pressure. You got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Uh-huh. Feel the flow happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel. Oh, my brain has got me under
pressure. All right, it's time for the whole show pressure cooker. And on a Monday, it's kind of more or less the outlook of the week.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could go tonight if you think there's a game in particular where there's seemingly a lot more pressure than needs to be, but or than should be. But also kind of just throughout the week, too, because this is a pretty significant week for, I think, like the Denver Nuggets. You know, the Avalanche have lost two of their last three.
Can I do two? Can I give one?
Usually one for it's tonight. Just one, but
okay.
You can do one for tonight.
One for tonight, one for the week outlook. Okay, one for tonight. I'm throwing the entire Colorado Avalanche into the pressure cooker. Bad loss up in Winnipeg. They struggle to score against Connor Hellebuck. They struggle just in Winnipeg, period. But the Dallas Stars are 9-0-1 in their last 10. They're only 3 points back from the Colorado Avalanche. You do not want to be facing the Minnesota Wild in that first round. You've got to get every point possible. So for tonight, the Colorado Avalanche.
The Avs tonight.
Avs tonight. Okay. For the week... Cinderellas. Cinderellas are in the pressure
cookers. Pressure on the Cinderellas? That's why they're Cinderellas. There's no pressure.
There's pressure on the Cinderellas. Last year, we had a couple here, there, nothing major. We got to prove that this tournament is still good enough that the NIL can't touch it, that these teams can't be bought. The Cinderellas have to prove that they don't care what the payroll is on that other team. So pressure on the Cinderellas starting on Thursday.
All right, Michael, you have a couple?
I got a couple. I've got, starting on Thursday, I've got pressure on Tanner and Brady.
Oh.
You guys have to perform.
Who has the most pressure on them to win this? I think it's
Neither
a person that's 11 years younger and has every excuse to be faster.
I think it's more on Tanner.
You're in your 20s still.
So Tanner's a little huge difference. More confident in himself. Brady's having
have
a little fun with
this.
Have you heard
me brag at all about this?
Mm-hmm.
I have said whatever happens, happens. I have done this the exact opposite way I normally do.
More pressure on you.
Okay. I mean, you go ahead.
Yeah, more pressure on him. And
one of us
finally,
cares about this way too much, and I can tell you it's not me.
Alabama. Alabama's got some pressure on them. They're losing their second leading scorer.
Maybe. We don't know for sure, but definitely got busted.
I don't know if they're going to, and look, it's weed, so who cares? But like,
well, the authority is in Alabama.
I know, it's stupid. But
this isn't a political show, Mike.
Keep your politics out of the office.
It's a huge distraction. You've got to get over that. If they lose him, you know, that's a problem. I don't know if they get past the second round. Maybe they could get upset in the first round.
So you're going with Tanner Schwint and Alabama.
Well, he said both of us to me.
Yeah, but you had to pick one. Because you can't say...
The pressure is on us to perform. Like
we're
pressure
gonna
is...
run. Yeah. Like there's no doubt we'll be running.
Well,
we will deliver.
You guys will be running. I'm not sure who's gonna run faster, but I think one of you is definitely gonna win.
Here's where I'm going with
it. Switched up.
I have a hard time putting any pressure on the Avalanche. I just feel like they're just but
they're only 3 points up, man. They're only 3 points up.
So I need to win tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, for tonight, yeah, sure. How about Jared Calhoun, the Utah State head basketball coach? I mean, he went on a tirade about their seeding and where they are, and now it's unacceptable. Well, you better win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you better. He's already creating excuses as to why they might lose. And I do think it's good for the new Pac-12 for Utah State to at least win. Because Mountain West, they typically get a lot in. They don't typically go very far. San Diego State, obviously, different there. But I do think there's pressure on Utah State for many reasons, for Jared Calhoun, but also the future of the Pac-12. And again, I think their basketball stuff is going to be really good. Getting Gonzaga in there next year, man. I mean,
it's going to separate a lot. I'll be very curious to see what that looks like next year. But yeah, I don't blame the committee at all. I actually think that the Mountain West has had too many teams in there the last couple of years, and that was evident by their performances in the Big Dance. It's just not good. Oh, was it Boise that got knocked out early last year? And it
New Mexico was always really good, and then they just
knocked
didn't deliver.
It. Yeah, it just continues to be that way. So yeah, I don't like setting the stage for excuses already, because if you're as good as you say you are, then go beat Villanova. Like that's what it is, and just be glad you're in there. And that 9 seed, are they the 8 or the 9, whichever one they are, it's a tough drop, because if they do win, then they're going to go up against Arizona, and Arizona looks like a world beater right now. But you just go in. I hate hearing coaches complain about where they ended up in the bracket and this and that. It's a wild tournament. You don't hear Hofstra coming in there and complaining about where they're going. You don't hear that at all, because they're, as weird as it sounds, they're just happy to be here. They're just happy to be there, and they're going to go find a way and hope that one of their three-point shooters goes 7 of 11 from the three-point line, and they find a way to get it done.
Yeah.
I get so tired of hearing that. So I like that. That was a good one.
It's easier for me to have these arguments during football now with the playoffs. College basketball, though, man, there's a lot of teams in, and yeah, we're still bitching about.
And there's no one on that bubble. This was one of the weakest bubbles that we've seen.
They had New Mexico and San Diego State listed as two of the bigger snubs, and I knew from the beginning. Well, maybe not New Mexico, but once they lost to CSU, I was like, yeah, they're done. There's nobody else getting in. It's going to be Utah State for sure, and then if somebody steals a bid by winning the Mountain West tournament. And that just didn't happen.
Well, and we saw that with Miami of Ohio. They were 31-0 in regular season. They lost in the first round of their conference tournament. So whoever won that got the automatic bid. And then you can't keep a 31-0 team out of the tournament.
Right.
Plain and simple. And God, I hope they pull something off.
But they're in the first four. Yeah. We'll have all those games starting on KFK tomorrow, 4:30, I think, coverage begins. I got pressure on a hooligan here for John Fort getting soaked. He's got a conundrum. Brady, $95 for the game, includes $20 to park at Moby. No students here. Tip-off is 9 p.m. Game will be on ESPNU. Will there be highlights of this monumental pursuit? I mean, are you paying $90 to go watch an NIT game?
No.
Is that bigger than a regular season game?
No.
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 Because of what the regular season means.
The regular season, still, you have hope to make the Big Dance.
Yeah.
That's, no.
Listen, I don't ever want to push people away from going to Moby, but if you're asking me personally what I would do, I would sit on my couch in my sweats.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. I'm going to be sawing
logs. You're going to be asleep. No, I mean, around 9 o'clock, I'll be, what is that, Wednesday?
Yeah.
It was Wednesday, so the third and fourth games will be
first
going
four.
On. First four.
I do like the first four. I will say that. I like the first four.
Well, the NC State Texas game should be fun.
I think that'll be fun. It just kind of whets that appetite. But this year, I'll care less about the first four games than ever before because of the World Baseball Classic. I don't know how much you've gotten into this or if you've watched
it at
all.
No, I did see was it Miller? Was that a strike or a ball?
It was a ball. It was a ball.
First time I saw it, I was like, okay, it's close enough. But
it was a ball, but that's
a tough pitch, like, though.
To quote the great Bud Black, that's baseball, and it truly is. It's right there. You know, Brian said it this morning on Good Morning NOCA. It's too close to take in that moment, and I kind of agree. And there's no challenging in the World Baseball Classic that's going to be in the MLB this year, where they could have challenged that at the end. But Team USA, man, they're a lot of fun to watch right now, and just the energy in these games, Brady. Every game. They've upped their attendance over 2023 by over 200,000. They're at 1.37 million in attendance for the World Baseball Classic. It's electric, man. It is absolutely electric. Now, the only thing that I wish it was in the middle of the summer. I wish it was in the middle of the baseball season so that we could actually see Paul Skenes go 6, 7, 8 innings. That would be incredible. But the fact that it's on the early side of things, I hate both of you guys for doing the 6, 7. You guys both suck for that.
Hey, Michael started it. Jake, the geologist guy, texting in. Hey, didn't Colorado State make it decently far in the tournament before Medved left? Yeah, they won
one game.
They were.
I thought they lost. No, the years that they were playing, they lost that next game against Texas, right?
Oh boy,
because they played Virginia in what was the ugliest?
No, they're saying it 2 years ago. Last year they beat Memphis, right?
Last year they beat Memphis, but that was the furthest that they've gone.
They made it to the second round.
Right, last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won one game.
But didn't they have a play-in game before, a first four game in?
No, that was 2 years ago because they played Virginia. Remember, because it was like 12 to 14 and a half.
And then they were like, oh, is the defense that good? But then their offense was pretty bad, too.
I don't think CSU's ever gotten more than just that first win.
I don't think so. But as far as like what you're counting, yeah, they got past the first round last year by beating, you know, who Memphis is retaining. They're going to keep Anthony Hardaway on their team, so they'll be going forward with them.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not making it decently far. A Mountain West team,
one game,
winning one game is not.
But they were close, and they were close.
Yeah, they should have beat. Who was that?
Oh, Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah,
and it was
the Terps.
That was a crazy game too.
Derek Queen,
who's turned out to be a pretty good player in the NBA.
Very big individual.
And that was that travel, too? Wasn't that the debate we had?
Yeah, it was the travel.
It was a travel, and they didn't call it?
They did not call that either. Anyway, it was actually very similar to what Luka did to the Nuggets on Saturday.
Yeah. Push off.
Yeah, push off and travel. Mountain West has been terrible in the Big Dance.
You said Chris says Tanner's absolutely under pressure. You're definitely in the pressure cooker on this one.
Yeah,
the whole show pressure cooker.
Not at all.
Faith says, I'm still not going to be happy with my Razorback seating at 4. We should be 3. And also puts us closer to home.
Faith, who cares?
Yeah.
Who
it's all about
cares?
The matchups. Texter from John Fort Stretching the Dollar. Congrats to Michael. Huskies are in the college basketball crown tournament in Las Vegas from April 1st to April 5th. Selection officially is 3:30 today.
There you go, Michael. Big go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Are you pumped?
Yeah.
How many Washington basketball games have you watched this year?
Zero. They're not known for basketball. They used to be known for basketball, not so much anymore.
All those great football memories.
I am putting back to the pressure cooker thing, though. Definitely, I mean, David Adelman.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a rookie coach with the greatest player on the planet. And if you get bounced in the first round, or you even drop to a play-in and somehow don't get into the first round, do you see a one-and-done coach situation?
I don't think so.
I mean, he's still going to be a good coach. Like, his record's going to show that he had a winning record, but then you look at it and say, but you had Nikola Jokic.
I don't think so. I really don't. I got to be honest. I don't think that they drop to the play-in.
I don't think
that,
they
that
will.
Level
the schedule
of basketball is better, and the schedule is so easy. The
they
rest
just
of the
gotta
way.
Take advantage of it.
Well, you can't have the invisible man. You can't have Jamal Murray do what he did on Saturday. He was atrocious.
Yeah, it was bad.
That was the worst game from Jamal Murray that I think we easily all year we've seen him play, but. It wasn't just the 1 of 14 shooting, Brady. He looked disinterested. He was making bad decisions. You mentioned it earlier about, okay, they're clearly fouling. Hey, Jamal, you shoot 89% from the free throw line. Why would you pass it to Aaron
it's
Gordon?
Like he just didn't understand the timing of what the Lakers were getting ready to do. They were definitely going to foul. They tried to get a quick turnover, and then they didn't, so they're going to foul, and Jamal had the ball. And instead, when someone started to approach him, he tossed it to Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, it looked just like a blunder from Jamal. And it looked like a guy that, wasn't ready for the moment. As weird as that sounds about Jamal, because he's like...
And he's the Laker killer.
Jamal hit a shot, right? Like, hey, we hit a shot. But that was crazy. And it was just, it sucks anytime you lose to that freaking team in Los Angeles. But this one really did, because now they own the tiebreaker over you. And as close as it is in the West, those tiebreakers are going to mean something. You were only a game and a half back. Now you're two games back, whatever it is with that tiebreaker in there. That was terrible. For you to fight and scratch and claw your way back, Cameron Johnson's firing. Aaron Gordon is hitting incredible threes. That three that he hit in the corner where he didn't even have to drop the ball, just went straight back up with it. You had everything about that team Saturday night was championship caliber, yep, except for one guy.
They're starting to look the part.
Except for one guy, and that was Jamal Murray. He's the invisible man.
And he's been the most consistent. Probably, I mean, Joker's numbers have been consistent. But I do think Jamal has been, this has been his best season by far. But for whatever reason, just didn't have it on Saturday.
Does he have issues coming to grips with it? He's not the guy? Because he was, I mean, like, he was the guy when Jokic was out. And I think he loved it. Like, are we going to have drama with Jamal Murray in Denver?
Kobe Shaq situation?
Yeah, I mean, are we going to have that?
I can't imagine.
It sure looked like it. It sure looked as Jokic started putting up those massive numbers, and him and Luka are dueling. It felt like Jamal's like, oh, okay, this isn't my game, and he just went bye bye mentally.
Yeah, it was everything he needed to happen offensively for you was
sure
like,
did.
Okay. Joker finds Tim Hardaway Jr. for the corner three, and he sinks that. That was always the question of you got to have the guys around you when they're going to put those doubles on Joker on one side of the floor. When he makes that pass, which will inevitably be open, you have to hit those shots.
Then you have Jokic strip the ball down the other side of the court.
That should have been the game right there.
I mean, Jokic, what was it? He had 20. He had another massive triple double and had 5 steals to go along with it. I mean, you can't lose games. Nikola Jokic does that, and it was once again, it was the invisible man. It was Jamal Murray who just did not show up.
And then you got to admit the foul call to foul him out of the game.
But you know they're going to call that.
But he's not doing anything. LeBron's grabbing him. And then, by the way, people are giving LeBron all this kudos for diving for the basketball. He acted like he died again.
Yeah, he did.
Lying there. And I'm like, what did you fall on? You're grabbing stuff and nothing is, you didn't even fall on anything.
Incredibly frustrated. I can't. Why? I can't watch the Lakers play basketball. Like, it is so.
And Luka was
gross.
Better. Luka was better when he wasn't on the Lakers because you could put up with it a little more because it was Dallas.
Mm hmm.
But now that he's with the Lakers, all of his stuff stands out a little bit more. And who knows if that would be the case if Joker was on the Lakers. All the stuff that we love would probably piss us off. But it's just harder to take with the Lakers. You got DeAndre Ayton out there talking trash all the time. It's like, what have you done all year, bro? I mean, he had 9 points in that game. Your team scored 127 and you had 9 points. You don't get to talk.
Coming out of that game, the only guy that I respected was because of his interview during the game was Marcus Smart. Like, he was there with 16 points, and like, what do you guys got to do to, you know, to stave off this run? And he's just like, we got to make more buckets. I got to make more buckets. And I was like, I appreciate that. You didn't see Marcus Smart flopping around anywhere. You didn't see any of that from him. Like, that was the only guy out of there that I was like,
I did like, I liked Austin Reeves because he's like, people say, we'll see you sometimes talk to the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I only talk to the basketball when I'm struggling. And in this case, when I missed the shot, And then I talked to the bat at the end. It was like, I love you, ball. Because the ball went exactly where he needed it to go. So there was a part of me that was like, okay.
That's pretty good.
We'll see. The now you have, this is the test, though. This is why they're in the pressure cooker, because you're going to play a bunch of teams that you should beat.
Yeah,
that seems
to
be an issue for the Nuggets.
You have to roll. Like, honestly, 12-2 should be what happens here. They should go 12-2 the rest of the way and take care of business. And that's what I think they have to do. They have to get to a moment like that and a mark like that in these last 14 games, which is crazy. We're talking about just 14 games left for the Denver Nuggets. But you got to go 12-2, here in the next 14 games for me to really think, okay, maybe this still is a championship contending team.
I think they can be. There's just a lot of little frustrations right now. I don't think the team that went against the Knicks is any real preview of what this team is. But
I don't think the team that beat the Spurs is a real thing. That's just crazy.
They probably beat them by 70 points.
The Spurs beat the Nuggets.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, you're just
Wimby
in love
plays.
With the Wimby. He's your favorite player now.
Uh huh. It's 1A, 1B between him and Nikola Jokic. He's just an absolute freak. We've never seen anything like him out there.
But he shouldn't be your favorite. He shouldn't be one of your favorite players.
Why?
Is Patrick Mahomes one of your favorite players?
To watch?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate him, but he's fun to watch.
Over, like, 5 Broncos players?
Like, Well, you're comparing apples to oranges there. Like, five quarterbacks to watch?
No, I mean, but I'm just saying, like, you think Wimby, you like Wimby second most in the NBA as far as the guys you like to watch?
Yeah.
Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray, they don't hit that?
Well, I see them kind of when I'm watching Jokic. I like Jokic is number one, but dude, Wimby,
he's a good player. He's a great player.
I think it's Wimby's
shouldn't
league.
Be your favorite player.
I didn't say he was my favorite.
Why is he your favorite player? Why are you so obsessed with him?
Because he's so good, and the Nuggets would have lost that game by 40.
Probably win by 90. 125 left, or 25 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Let's take a short break here. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. I'm going to swat you like a mosquito. On Thursday, I'm going to step on you. You're going to
It's not going to happen,
I'm
old man.
I'm just going to end up walking backwards.
That's
it's going to be
such a bad
race. That's
the first time I've called you old man, but yeah, you're reaching a significant birthday coming up in June.
No.
Old man.
No. Goodbye.
Watch the madness with us at McCarty's Grill on March 20th.
We are Northern Colorado's voice.
103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. About Tanner Schwint hanging out with us today, as we're kind of just previewing the race a little bit and talking about the bracket challenge. It's gonna be a fun week, man.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Thursday starting at 10 a.m. out at Big City Roadhouse, and then Friday 10 a.m. at McCarty's at the Eaton Country Club. Gonna be a lot of fun at both of those locations, and it's gonna be an absolute blast. And HVAC guy, you call it sports ball. I don't know why you're texting into a sports show here this morning.
Oh, you've got
this afternoon.
You an HVAC guy going out?
Yeah, I guess I don't know what got up. What is the phrase? Got up as craw.
Michael,
crawdad. I mean, there are a lot of those. You could say bug crawled up is, you know what.
That was not.
That's not a saying, but I like it. I think we'll adopt
that
it.
That is
from
a
now.
Saying.
Is it really? Wow, the bug really crawled up. You know what?
He is in fact not doing what they say down in the South, Micah, and we all know what they say down there.
What do they say down there?
You know what they say. Go ahead.
They do say things down there. what do they say? Tanner?
What is the saying, Michael?
Go ahead, Michael.
What is the saying?
I don't think there is a saying in the South.
No. Now I'm terrified.
There are a lot of sayings in the South.
Had me saying something wrong my entire life.
What is the saying, Mike? Let our
there
listeners
are many
in.
Sayings.
What is the saying
South.
You always say?
I mean, you could say, bless your heart. That means something different. Say that often sarcastically.
He won't say it because he knows it's wrong, and he knows finally when the public knows he's throwing that out there, it's false.
Yeah, Mike, we should probably stop saying that one.
Oh, really?
What one?
Is it bad?
No, it's not. It's not racial or anything like that.
Oh,
I apparently not.
All right, texter here, Mike Breen. I'm trying to save us from this. Mike Breen, Tim Legler, and Richard Jefferson are the biggest shills ever to be on television. The broadcast was awful to watch and listen to. They're the modern version of the Three Stooges. John's not City of Angels.
I like two of the three there.
Breen? Breen's fine.
His call when LeBron missed that three when he's down at the Miami Heat and Chris Bosh gets a rebound, back out to Allen, bang! Like that call just lives in my head. I don't know why.
I think Breen's fine. Richard Jefferson's whatever.
I think Legler's lost a step. Richard Jefferson's just a dork. I mean, he's just a goofball.
He's fine, though.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him at all.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's it. But again, some people just different tastes, I suppose.
Yeah.
Be in my bonnet is what HVAC guy said. Be in my bonnet.
Well, take off your bonnet.
You've heard that one, though.
Yeah.
Travis, the new guy, Brady, and Tanner, you guys should call the race while you're running the race.
Here we go. We've got Brady taking on Tanner on a fine Thursday afternoon
morning.
At the ballpark.
It'll be morning.
And we get Jerry down
there
to do it.
We can't do the damn race when no one's there. That makes no sense. It makes no sense at all.
We're going to be breaking laws and codes, probably.
There's nothing that says you can't run in that parking lot.
What if somebody hits you?
Okay.
You're his dad. I would feel bad that someone hit you.
I'll elude them. I'll jump over the car, probably.
Do you think you could jump over a car?
No.
If they were driving at you at 100 miles per hour,
no.
But you jump in the air at the right time.
No. My vertical is incredibly bad. That's a lot of weight to get up off the ground, buddy.
I'm starting to feel good about my chances here. Can't jump.
That's what I like. Yeah, go ahead. Start feeling
good about
it.
I'm just going to run, you know?
Yeah.
And I've got... Someone's bringing blocks out for me.
No.
I thought Brody was bringing blocks out.
No.
He said he was going to.
Yeah, that would disqualify you.
That's how you start and track. You have blocks. Michael's going to hold them for me.
Well, Faith will tell you, track's not a sport, so...
You should get disqualified just for that, and I win.
Oh, sure. That gets us out of running.
So you
this
have to admit
race.
That I'm faster than you.
No.
Oh,
if you want me to admit the track's
prize sport, is admitting who's the fastest.
No.
Yeah.
We don't know.
We're getting ready to find out.
We are getting ready to find out.
Oh, should we go run now? Let's just go run right now.
No. No, my hamstring is very tight right now.
See, there's another one. Mike, I want you to note these.
I have just said my hamstrings.
We've
tight.
Had a few things just creep up. Developments have
this
been going
is just,
on.
You are so nervous that you're hoping something comes up that I can't race.
No,
because
you I'm
are so scared because
I'm wearing sweats.
You look like the guy that should be able to stomp me in this.
I'm wearing sweats.
You look like the guy that should be way faster, and we're hearing that from everybody here.
But I'm
and that's
older.
Fine with me.
I'm
that's
older.
Fine with me. Everybody can think you're going to win. That's fine.
So you have nobody that believes that you can win? I don't like that.
This idiot back there did for a while, and then he completely bailed on me and went the other way. But I don't want your support. Shut your mouth.
I was going to say the reasons why I thought you were going to win, and then I did like a deep dive and realized,
at Brady and said he is skinnier than Tanner is. I think Brady, and he's slightly taller, I think Brady's going to win. Like I'm not dumb. I know what it looks like.
I don't think skinnier has anything to do with it. I mean, Paul Blart's pretty fast. Not that you look like Paul Blart.
Yeah, if you give me a segue right now, Jake, I would have to be signing some autographs out there. I would look.
You
exactly
have Michael's
like
scooter.
Him. Can I borrow your scooter?
No.
Yes, you have my permission.
Okay, thank you,
Jake, the geologist guy. You guys should race go karts instead. Let the motor do the work.
You're 1,000% losing that on go karts. You're 1,000. 1,000%.
I don't necessarily know about that. I could have done that. Faith says, is this going to be an annual thing? I just think we should start challenging each other to just random crap all the time.
Pool.
A race.
You're losing in pool.
Maybe, but I'd beat you in shuffleboard.
Probably. You had a shuffleboard in your house.
Well, yeah, we don't use it for that anymore. It's just a table.
Foosball.
Foosball. I think I could get him a foosball. Foosball would be close. I'm not great at foosball.
You got to do foosball teams, though.
No.
It will bowl again.
Yeah, you would definitely lose.
I had tennis elbow.
You took our team down in the...
Oh, Danson and I were both pretty bad.
And who was the intern? Conlon?
Yep.
You all guys three. All sucked.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I bowled legitimately three of the games of my lives and couldn't keep our team afloat.
Yeah, we were bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think Michael was actually just as good as we were that game.
No,
the only
I
thing
had,
you had going that he didn't was a personality.
I had the worst game of my modern life. Which I had like
12. That's
20
worse than
something.
What it was than the time I saw you go.
You bowled a 20?
I don't remember what
you
it was.
You beat Brady by 3.
No, I got. Didn't I get? I cleared 100,
it
didn't
was,
I?
It was
in the second
40,
one,
I think.
The third one, I was Mike and I were both on fire, but it didn't count.
No, yeah, correct.
Because it was already late.
You know, maybe I should have stretched. Maybe my hamstrings were tight.
Travis, the new guy, after the 2 p.m. show, you should do the Brady and Tanner. I love that it's just called the 2 p.m. show. Is that what the whole show is now? It's just after the show that's over at 2.
Oh, we get that all the time on Good Morning NoCo, too, because it's the NoCo in the morning show. It still sometimes gets called the Good Morning Guys. I'm like, no, that was a long time
at
ago.
At least
your,
mine is just the show that runs after that's done at 2.
I like when people in my life reference your show, it's Brady's show. Which I keep correcting them. I'm like, no, it's Micah's show.
It's Brady and Micah's show.
Yeah, I keep correcting them. What was the show
Brady
that
and
we
Tanner,
used to do?
The argument?
The argument. Yeah, yeah.
Brady and Tanner Power Hour, where you just challenge each other to do absurd contests.
And just do one. Yeah, we could
wrap. We're definitely going to do the hot dog eating contest. We just keep promoting that, and it never happens.
Correct,
so.
But
Tanner
we're on to something there.
And that's not a weight thing.
See, look at that. That is staring. Did you
know
that? No,
Tanner,
don't
you
even.
Competed.
He's
don't
seen you eat a burrito in a 30-second commercial break,
like,
bro.
Yeah, that's true. You do that too.
Not like you do it. You look like that burrito just like stole something from
it
you.
It does, and it's it. And
like
it's
you are just pissed off that it's a lie.
Daddy's got to punish it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That burrito's been a bad little burrito.
I don't like. See, you have more confidence in the area of stuffing your face in front of people.
I don't give a crap what people think.
Yeah, and I don't like to eat wings like that. I saw you do that, and I was like, oh, he doesn't care how he looks at all.
No.
Like, not even.
You don't like it, don't look at me. Like, I don't like watching people eat wings. I don't care.
But I watched watched it on your Facebook video, and you were doing your
video.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
But see, with me, I'm like, I'm too worried about everybody looking, and I'm spilling sauce everywhere. Hot dogs? Maybe, though.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
See, that's a, like, I
we
love
turn around, don't face the
Micah
crowd.
Is so stereotypical. Oh, Brady's going to beat you in a foot race, but I bet that fat bastard can
No,
get
you
him.
Said that you have competed in eating before.
I did.
Thank you, Travis, the new guy. Sorry, Brady, no disrespect meant. Honestly, I don't care. People call me Bradley all the time on this show. I meant after the 2 p.m. Hull show with Brady Hull, your Northern Colorado sports guru. We also cover other stuff throughout Colorado and the nation, too. It's not just Northern Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're not a guru with that stuff. Like CSU, UNC, guru.
I would say I'm more of a guru in football than you.
You can say whatever you want, buddy.
I mean, you picked the Broncos, the AFC, a team that just went to the AFC Championship to not even make the playoffs last year.
I set a reminder for October 15th on my phone to remind me that I said it on March 16th. I'm surprised Micah didn't yell at me for that, by the way. The Broncos are not making the playoffs, and Micah didn't
say. But see, that's
it.
Why you're not a guru. That's not a guru-y thing to say.
Why?
Because they made it to the...
Everything.
You can't say that Bo Nix is the best quarterback ever. Oh, they lose. They win the Super Bowl. If they get all this, they destroy the Patriots.
See, this is what you're
doing. And then suddenly it's... They're not a playoff
team. See, this is what you're doing. You're lying.
You still have Bo Nix.
You're lying.
You still have Bo.
I never said they win the Super Bowl with Bo. Seattle was beating either of those teams.
You said they beat New England easily.
Yeah, easily. And I stand by that because New England was a garbage team.
Bo was awful in the elements. Do you remember the game against the Jets with Aaron Rodgers? Michael could have thrown a better ball than him. He was awful, and you're telling me that in a blizzard,
yeah,
he's just fine. Oh yeah, Bo's not gonna have it.
I think they're up by double digits in the first half. I don't think it comes down to that second half.
Based on all the games like that. That game was exactly like every Bo Nix game this year.
I'm saying in that first half, there's leads gonna be big enough that when that second half hit.
But they never did that. They never had giant.
If Jarrett Stidham had him in that ball game at half, like your starting quarterback's gonna have a couple more touchdowns on the board. Like, Jarrett Stidham slice and
dice
that defense.
Why was Bo terrible against the Jets in London?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Why was he terrible against the Raiders twice?
Travel well. But everybody else in the AFC is better today beside one team, and that's the Denver Broncos.
No, you could make that case, but I don't think you can go as far as saying they're not going to make it in the top seven.
Not going to be in the top seven. The Chiefs, the Chargers, the Ravens.
Mahomes isn't even going to be back start season.
That's fine. I like the Justin Fields move. I do like the Justin Fields move.
Oh, we'll see. I'm a guru. 42 minutes after the hour, Jake, the geologist guy, it's okay. Let Tanner keep digging his hole.
He was trying to talk about the sunshine, and I was like, nah.
See?
I told that to you the other day. I'm like, I think the Broncos are going to miss that. And you're like, which is your way of saying maybe.
They'll be a playoff team, but barely.
That's a regression. That's a step back.
Well,
that's what this offseason is leading
to. See, you say I'm not a guru. I bring the logic to sports talk.
There's nothing logical about that.
That's logic. I'm not going to say an AFC championship, a champion team is that bad.
What did you say?
Don't even make the playoffs.
All year is that this was the weirdest year the AFC has ever seen.
It is weird.
It was the weirdest
year. Next year, too.
Not as weird. Those powerhouses
probably
are going
to be the weirdest thing ever. This has been the weirdest offseason ever.
Yeah.
Okay. We got guys pulling back on their contract offers and shutting down trade deals and going back on their word. It's been a very odd offseason. So it'll set up for an even more odd regular season. 43 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KSKS.
I'm going to make you hold my blocks, Tanner.
You might need it.
Oh, I'm just going to. This has turned into a friendly, fun thing to now all I want to do is destroy you.
I didn't.
Yes, it would be worth your time. Texter says, will it be worth my time to drive from the fort to Big City Roadhouse for this colossal showdown? Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying, but like, they can't. He's not going to be there. Was that John, 30-minute John?
John, 30-minute John. He's a famous Hall of Famer because he changes his name depending upon whatever he's texting.
That is hilarious to me.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, but like, John, are you going to be able to be there at 9:30 before anybody else is and before the restaurant's
I'm
even
sorry,
open?
It's too early for you. The crack of 9:30.
I will have put in 3 hours on the radio already at that point. I have to work before this.
You know you get up at like 5:42.
No, yeah, no, if I was up at 5:42, Brian would be doing you the
get,
6 o'clock
whatever,
hour.
How long does it take you to get from the barns to here?
30 minutes.
So you're I'm up at 5:30.
No, I'm up at 4:45. 4:40, I am genuine.
How long does it take you to get ready?
I know, depends on the day. Well, lately, you don't care.
No.
No. No, I about mic in it. I'm about to tell you how nice of a husband I've been being to my wife and putting her towel. Do you have a towel warmer? Do you have a towel warmer? Is this a weird question? Yeah.
Put it in the dryer?
No, like an actual, like you plug it in the bathroom and you throw it in the towel warmer.
No, please, but that sounds kind of cool.
Please somebody help me on this.
No,
I'm
sorry, we're not fancy. We don't drink our sodas with pinkies in the air.
Oh, God, why is the music playing?
We're late again talking about towel warmers.
My wife, I've just been doing it for my wife and I've been running a little bit behind, okay?
You're going to need a towel warmer after our race.
Yeah, because I'll be sweating because I'm fat, but I'm fast.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
McCarr, Murray. Hear the postseason legends in their quest for another title. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay, what did we learn today? Not a lot. Not a lot. Just everything about Tanner is wrong. You're what's wrong with the paper industry?
Good thing we're in radio.
The radio industry, the paper industry.
You are going to lose so badly at all the things.
No.
Well, I like you as a person.
No, I don't like you as a person.
I'm sorry I have to do this.
Flattering, but I don't enjoy you.
Probably going to lose a race.
No.
Definitely going to lose a bracket challenge. Nope. Make sure you go sign up for that, 1310kfk.com.
You can find
smart
it
money.
There.
Smart money's on Brady.
Thanks, Mike. Because I'm a guru.
Yes.
He's a guru.
Thanks, Mike. Wrong.
In Lord of the Rings.
Mike, I was just starting to like you. All right, good night. Please, let this one end. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.